He never, as I told you, he never also went or visited like Mecca, Al-Medina, these cities where the scholars are. He always remained in his area, trying to avoid the scholars and the places where the scholars are exist. Where he comes with his ideologies from? Who made that person's mind? If you are a founder of a sect or a group or established a philosophy, where he learned this from? We have two main incidents. We learn from it where this man took his knowledge from. One, that he took his ideas from a man, his name is Al-Ja'd ibn Dirham. Al-Ja'd ibn Dirham, he was executed by the Muslims' leader, Khalid ibn Abdullah al-Qasri. He was executed by Khalid ibn Abdullah al-Qasri, and this was in the first century in Islam, because he openly denied that Allah have talked to Musa or has taken Ibrahim as Khalil, and he loved Ibrahim. That's why Khalid ibn Abdullah al-Qasri, when he led the Eid al-Adha, he gave the khutbah, and after the khutbah, he said, everybody, you know, what you do after khutbah Eid al-Adha? You go sacrifice your udhiya. He said, I asked the scholars, and he took a fatwa, that my udhiya this year wouldn't be a sheep. My udhiya this year, it will be a Ja'd ibn Dirham. And he said, everybody go sacrifice animal, and I am going to execute that person, because he said that Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't talk, Allah never talk, he denied what's in the Quran, and he denied that Allah Azza wa Jal loved Ibrahim or have taken Ibrahim as Khalil. And Khalid ibn al-Qasri was the leader or the governor of the Muslims in that time, and they asked Al-Ja'd, they debate Al-Ja'd, and he was anyway executed for his statement and whatever he said. That's why Ibn al-Qayyim said, شَكَرَ الضَّحِيَّةَ صَاحِبُ كُلُّ سُنَّةٍ لِلَّهِ دَرُّكَ مِنْ أَخِي قُرْبَانِ. That every person, every Muslim, follow Sunnah. He thanked Khalid ibn Abdullah al-Qasri for this beautiful udhiya. Anyway, Al-Ja'd ibn Dirham, before he died, he wrote his ideas and articles, and he was able to give it through some people from his jail, and it reached Al-Jahm ibn Safwan, and he's the one who took these ideas, these notes, and start adding to it and starting to spreading it in the Muslims' world. And that's why the sects now been called after him, because he's the one who made it very popular. Otherwise, his main source of information was through this Al-Ja'd ibn Dirham. طب, this Al-Ja'd ibn Dirham, he learned his ideologies also from a man. His name was Aban ibn Sam'an. Aban ibn Sam'an learned or studied under Talut. Who is Talut? Talut is Lubayd ibn al-A'sam's nephew. Say that again. Talut, his uncle, is Lubayd ibn al-A'sam. And he studied under his uncle. Who is Lubayd ibn al-A'sam? Who knows? The Jew who preferred magic on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. the Jew magician in the Prophet ﷺ time, who performed magic on the Prophet ﷺ, and the Nabi ﷺ suffered from that for a whole month until Allah Azza wa Jalla sent Jibreel to cure Muhammad ﷺ from that magic performance. And the only thing affect on the Prophet ﷺ that he wasn't able to have intercourse with his wives sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of this magic. This is the only thing affected the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you will know here, this idea is of al-Jahmiyya. The root of it, go to that person. He came with the idea. It had been developed. Lubayd ibn al-A'sam, his nephew took it from him, which is Talut. Talut said it. Aban adopted it. Al-Ja'd developed it, and Al-Jahm spread the ideologies of Al-Jahmiyyah. Not necessarily everything Al-Jahm said had been said by those people, but the main idea, the main concept, which is you are going to hear it very soon now. Another incident happened to this man. Tell us where he got his information or ideas from.